That was number 11, Braden, doing the reception duties. First and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 31-yard line.
Cody Rumzik on the tackle for the Bearcats. And I'd like to thank Ron Johnson, the athletic director from the Hatchets, for sending up the guest at halftime.
So a few scores to keep you updated on here. 8-0 halftime, Marlette over Harbor Beach. Croslex 6-0 at halftime. And Deckerville 20, Memphis 0. So Bad Axe comes out with two men in the backfield, man out left. Braden under center, hands it off to number 47, Spencer Kelly, hits the line, and then he continues to move forward for about 3 yards. Going to be bring up 2nd and 7 for the Hatchets.
I wish I could send down Dr. Larry Agassiz and put a some kind of glow on the numbers for the Bearcats so I could see where they are, or else braces on something out there.
You'd be smiling then.
Yeah, and then I could be smiling all the way to Dr. Larry Agassiz.
And that's trust your smile with Orthodontist Dr. Larry Agassiz, located on Hanselman Street in Bad Axe. So, T formation for Bad Axe, 2nd and 7.
Oops.
Man, looks like there's a little fumble on the play. We'll see who comes up with it.
I was hoping the Bad Axe would come out with a little fire under their belts, just like CHS, cooling and heating and sheeting metal, just like getting that old wood stove out there so they could cook some ribs for McDonald's food
and family.
Oh,
boy.
Did I throw that together?
Yes, you did. The heating bill is not far away, so an outdoor wood furnace system is the logical choice to keep you warm and save you money. Stop in and see one today at CHS in Ubley today. And like Ron was saying, tomorrow only for $2.77 a pound, limit 2 pounds, McDonald's food and family, baby back pork ribs at the Bad Axe Shopping, in the Bad Axe Northgate Shopping Center in Bad Axe, McDonald's food and family. So Braden pitches to his left, number 33, Metzger. He gets past the line of scrimmage, and he gets very close to the sticks. It looks like he does have it. He's out to about the 44-yard line. Bad Axe with a little glimmer of hope here in the second half.
You know, Curtis Booms made the hit, and I'll tell you what. It looks like they went to Casey Yon, Farm Bureau Insurance, and said, you know, we're not going to quit on this ball game or retire. We're going to just take off.
And, folks, it's not who you call after retirement. It's who you call before. And that's your Farm Bureau Insurance agent, Casey Yon, with locations in Ubley and Harbor Beach. So, 1st and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 44-yard line. Braden hands it off to Metzger. Hit at the last scrimmage and push back for about a loss of 1. Bringing up 2nd and 11 for the Hatchets.
Number 5, Kaufman, and number 60 for the Bearcats being 60, Zach Brimmer. Thanks, Ed. Yeah, or whoever the spotter was over there, I heard you.
So it's about a loss of about a foot there for the Hatchets, bringing up 2nd and 10.5. 3 men in the backfield. Braden under center for the Hatchets at their own 44-yard line, moving right to left across the radio, 8 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. Braden keeps it for himself, but gets back to the line of scrimmage and nothing else going there. Foot gained on that one. Bringing up. Is that going to be 3rd and 9 for the Hatchets?
Looked like Kaufman's slowed him up, and somebody, a couple other Bearcats, finished him off. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and long here. The Hatchet came out and got their first down, and I thought they were going to keep things going like, you know, Kodak Radiator. You know, you need to slide over there and check your radiator and air conditioning just to keep things going, and that's why Bad Axe took a timeout.
Well, I don't think it's a timeout. Now they're calling the timeout.
Well,
the official sign.
Yeah.
So Bad Axe takes a timeout. They're going to talk this one over. 3rd and 9, very important play for the Hatchets coming up at their own 45-yard line. All leading 36-0 over Bad Axe in the third quarter, 8 minutes remaining in the third. Here to WLEW.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
And we're back, Jets here in Badaxe. Badaxe taking a time out there, the first of the second half. Third and nine, a very important third and nine for the Hatches, trying to keep their first drive of the second half alive. They're on their own 45-yard line, 55 yards to score. From right to left across your radio, Braden under center, a man out left, and two men in the backfield for the Hatches. Braden rolls to his left, keeping it for himself, tries to get, he gets back to the line of scrimmage, but brought down by a Bearcat, or and then some, maybe a gain of one, brings up fourth down.
Number 60 for the Bearcat, Zach Primmer for the Bearcats, will bring up fourth and long, and the Hatchets have nothing to lose. They might as well go for it, but they're not going to. They're going to punt it.
They're going to punt it away, and yeah. I believe we're in a running clock situation now with a 30-something Ubley over Badaxe. Punt team comes out for Ubley. They're not going to take any chances here as number 12 kicks it away for Badaxe. Not a bad punt. Gets down to about the 28-yard line and bounces out of bounds. So the clock stops at, no, it doesn't, at 7:15
they're
in the third quarter. They're going to keep this one rolling.
Yeah.
Just after I said it. Just after I said that.
Yeah, so. Just after you said that, and it's just like going to CPA Lori Messing and kind of keeping track of all the points that Ubley's got here tonight. They need an accountant. 36 points, you know.
That's true. But yeah. Be the winner and make sure your vehicle is ready, Ron, for the month. Ubley Motor Service with your vehicle today.
Oh, well, you know, Randy's Hunting Center, if you go for your hunting needs, bow season is tomorrow, and you folks listening.
Oh, that's no problem. That's McVeigh Insurance Group there in Badaxe. Anywho, Ubley takes over the ball at their own 28-yard line. T formation for the Bearcats. Break under center. Hands it off to number five, Jason Kaufman, the ball carrier for Ubley. Gain of five, brings up second and five.
Jimmy Rogers for the Hatchets brought him down, but they're giving up too much yardage. But the clock is running now, and as Clark mentioned a few moments ago, it's a running clock, and the Bearcats are leading in this one 36-0.
So second and five for the Bearcats at their own 33-yard line now. T formation for Drake and the Bearcats. Drake under center. Drake hands it off to his first man, number 47, Drake, Jimmy Sean. He's out to the races. He's to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. He's gone. Touchdown, Ubley.
Well, I know you mentioned Jimmy Shaw doing all the scoring for the Bearcats, but I'll tell you what, you got to give credit to the offensive line of the Bearcats as they're running those trap plays to success against the Hatchets here.
So that is a, 62-yard... 65-yard run there for Jimmy Shaw, just adding on more and more yards on the night for Shaw. And there is about 5 minutes left in the third quarter with a running clock. And looks like Ubley's going to be going for two. So here we go. And it looks like there's going to be a timeout.
The officials... They want to make sure they get 11 players out there, and here he comes.
The 11th player for Badaxe comes out of the field. So, T formation for Ubley, hands it off to his first man.
And he squirts in.
And he does. He looked like he was down before line, but looks like number 16. Number 16 for Ubley, that is... Brian Bland.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Badaxe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Badaxe. Call 269-7101.
Ubley Motor Service will shock you with up to $125 back when you buy four Napa shocks or struts during Shocktoberfest going on now through October 31st. That's right, get up to a $125 rebate when Ubley Motor Service installs four Napa brand shocks or struts. Get a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires. Ubley Motor Service will computer balance for a smooth ride, and they have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. Get ready for winter at Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.